Good afternoon and welcome to the Football Junkie Show. I'm Trey and this is the Football Junkie Show. Alrighty, this is the first episode. I mean, well, we had the offseason, some of the moves that happened, but this is the first official episode of the 2019 season. It's the 100th season of the NFL, and they kicked it off with the Packers and Bears playing Thursday night. It was the 199th meeting between these two teams. The Packers were a +3 underdog favorite, and they beat the Bears 10-3 final score. Mitch Trubisky had a very below pedestrian night, 26-45, 228 yards, one interception, no touchdowns. Honestly, Aaron Rodgers didn't look too good either. He was 18 for 30, 203 yards and a touchdown. But, I mean, honestly, that's what you expect. It's week one. Both teams are sloppy. I mean, Aaron Rodgers doesn't really play the preseason. A lot of the starters play maybe one series each game. Sitting out the fourth game, of course, and I made a bet. I was 2 for 2 yesterday. I took the under because I knew this game was going to be very, very slow and sloppy. And the Packers have a new head coach, Matt LaFleur. So I knew that him and Aaron Rodgers it was going to take a good long time to get on the same page. And yeah, so that's that. Sorry, I'm looking at my notes right now, you guys. Last year, the Packers only had one road win, so the fact that they can start off this game and go up 1-0 on a division rival is just a great game, especially the fact that it was in Chicago, so you know they got to be feeling great. Matt LaFleur was also the first head coach since Vince Lombardi himself to win his first game against the Packers on the road. First game in general against the Bears, I'm sorry. So he's out here setting records, Matt LaFleur is. But, you know, like I said, week one, a lot of people get caught up in the moment week one because they have nothing else to talk about. And, I mean, that's the media's job and everything. But at the same time, you know, calm down. Because just because somebody starts off 1-0, you know, ask the Falcons that every year. Ask the Dolphins. A lot of teams start off pretty solid and always end up not doing too well. No shade. So much to talk about, man. So much to talk about this offseason. Absolutely just ridiculous amount of things. Like Odell Beckham Jr. to the Browns. Like that is whoa. Him and Jarvis Landry over there with Baker Mayfield. That's going to be something special. You also got Andrew Luck's retirement we talked about. That is just absolutely crazy to me that. And I was going to say ridiculous, but it's not because I could see, like he said, the rehab process is hard. He's been getting hurt. So it's not really ridiculous, but it's crazy to me in a way because he's so young. He's 29, had a bright career. Just thought he was going to be really, 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 really good. I mean, he was really good. I just thought he was going to be a for sure Hall of Famer. So what else? Oh, my goodness. I don't know why I didn't start the show off with this, but let's talk about Antonio Brown, or should I say Antonio Clown. I don't know if you guys have been watching Antonio Brown's moves this offseason, which I'm not sure how you can miss them, especially if you're watching football, which you are because you're listening to this show. But he's filed 2 grievances against the NFL because he wanted to wear a helmet that wasn't approved because it wasn't safe enough. But he liked it to play better. He filed 2, got denied, and then filed another one. He threatened to retire over it. He threatened his GM. He said he was going to punch Mike Mayock, his GM. This man, Antonio Brown, is trying to get cut or something. And it's crazy because if he gets suspended, then the Raiders won't owe him the $30 million. But if he doesn't get suspended and he gets cut, they're still going to pay him. So the Raiders not very smart for going in on a guy who already had problems. I mean, you should have realized that when after that game in Pittsburgh, when he was on Instagram Live or Facebook Live, and he was talking about, if your team has guaranteed money, come see me. Like, that's just, I don't know. Oakland's not very smart, but then again, that's Oakland, and that's why they're the Raiders. Yeah, so what we got other off-season moves. LeSean McCoy to Kansas City. That's going to be decent. We're going to see how that works out. They got Damian Williams over there. They got a few running backs. So let's talk about this upcoming week. Week one. Woohoo! I don't know if you guys are excited as me, but I'm super duper duper excited. I'm going to go through all the games. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what I think is going to happen. I'm going to give you guys my scores, and I'm going to try and get you guys money on the spreads too. If you guys want to go ahead and go play some bets, because, you know, that's what I'm here for. I'm the football junkie. Ask me questions. Also, if you have any questions that you want me to talk about, if you want to hear about your favorite quarterback, or you have a favorite team, or you want to hear about what you think this team's going to do, what you think I should talk about this or that, DM me, shoot the Instagram of the Football Junkie Show, leave a message there, and I'll be sure to read it over the air, and we'll get it figured out. All right, so first game's up. We have Cincinnati, and also I'm not going in order. I just got all the games here written down, and these and the spreads that I'm reading are as of September 4th. Yes, what's today? Today's the 6th. Yeah, September 4th on that Wednesday. So we got Cincinnati Bengals at the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks are -9.5. That's a lot. 9.5 is a lot in a football game. But Cincinnati's not very good. Seattle's pretty solid. They made the playoffs last year. They were bounced out of the first round as a wild card, but still they made it there. Honestly, I could see it. I could see them covering just because Cincinnati's not a very good team. And opening day, like I said, it's sloppy, but sometimes it's sloppy for one team and the other team just has a field day. So I would take the spread on that. I'm going to take final score, Seattle 34, Cincinnati 21. All righty, we got the Indianapolis Colts at the Los Angeles Chargers. Ooh, Chargers are -7. Chargers are -7. You know what's pretty interesting is that everybody's been telling me -7 Chargers, easy bet, Chargers this, Chargers that, and the Chargers are a very good football team, and they're on paper and on everything else, they're better than Indianapolis. And something tells me that this is just one of those gut feelings that they might come out maybe too ready. And a lot of people are sleeping on Indianapolis because of Jacoby Brissett and Andrew Luck no longer being there. And I'm not saying I think they're going to win, but I do think it's going to be a lot closer than what people think it's going to be. So I do have the Chargers winning, but I do not think they cover that -7 spread. I do not. I think the final score is going to be along the lines of 27-24 Chargers. So we have the New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys. For those of you that do not know, I am a Cowboys fan. Die hard. The biggest one you will meet. So we will be talking about the Cowboys a lot this year. As you know, Ezekiel Elliott just signed a 6-year, $90 million deal, making him the highest paid running back in NFL history. So, but anyways, back to the spread. So Giants at Dallas. Dallas is -7. We've beat them the last four times. They're always really good defensive games. And 7's a lot, honestly. But, I mean, my gut feeling says we get the job done. Might be a push. So, I'm going to go with 24-17 Dallas. Ooh, here's a good one. We have the Pittsburgh Steelers at the New England Patriots. -5.5 for New England. You know what? And also, this clicking you guys keep hearing, I don't know if you keep hearing that, but that's my pen hitting my steering wheel because in my car, it's super quiet. So that way I don't have to worry about noises. And then my pen is me clicking it, trying to think. But yeah, so Pittsburgh got New England -5. I think New England covers that. They're a better football club. No longer Antonio, even though Antonio Brown is a huge distraction off the field. He's a big, big production on the field. So I see Juju Smith-Schuster picking up some of that, but not quite all of it. And the Patriots are a more well-balanced team. They're the defending Super Bowl champions. Tom Brady, and I think they're going to come ready to play. So I got final score, New England 31, Pittsburgh 24. Yeah, that works. And also, I have a lot of high scores week one. Week one, I feel like a lot of people, other than that Bears and Packers game, which I also called the under, a lot of these games are going to be high scoring. I feel like everybody's putting up 25 this week. All right, we got Houston at New Orleans. Houston at New Orleans. New Orleans -7. I like that as well. I really do think they can cover it. New Orleans is a better ball club. Even though Houston did upgrade, they added Larry Tunsil over from the Dolphins and Kenny Stills, which is a big upgrade from their previous tackle and their Will Fuller, who's injured, I believe, or did he get traded? He's one of the two. I need to look that up. That's my job. But, yeah, he's definitely a big upgrade from that position. So, I think New Orleans can get it done. I got New Orleans winning. Actually, I don't think this game's going to be – yeah, I think this game's going to be high scoring. I'm going to go with 34-21. No, that's a 13. This is all off the top, you guys. I mean, I write notes down and everything, and like I have a lot of like obviously my stats are prepared because I'm not gonna throw out random stats, but a lot of the things that I think about sometimes are off the top of the head. So sometimes you guys are, you know, learning as I learn or thinking how I'm thinking. So Houston at New Orleans, I was gonna say it was gonna be lower scoring, but New Orleans puts up a lot of points and Deshaun Watson likes to air it out, and so I definitely think this is gonna be a high scoring game. So, and it's -7, so I'm gonna go with 41-31. 41-31. New Orleans puts up a 40 bomb in week one like they did last year against the Tampa Bay, even though they lost. Monday night, we got Denver at Oakland. Denver -2. That is my lock for the week. I take Denver -2. I think Oakland's too dysfunctional. I don't think they're ready. I think Denver has a lot to prove. They have a good defense. They have a former Super Bowl MVP quarterback. Joe Flacco's trying to prove himself that he's not done, so we're going to find out. You have Cortland Sutton emerging out of SMU, former first-round pick, trying to show that he can emerge as a number one receiver. So I think that Denver comes out and then they show that they still have Von Miller in that defense. That -2 is just a field goal. I think they get it done. We have San Francisco at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is a pick'em. I think that's my matchup of the week. I think that's going to be a really, 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 really good game. Maybe could go to overtime. Pick 'em. See, it's a pick 'em because they don't know either. So I think I'm gonna go with San Francisco because I like when two teams are pretty evenly matched. You go by the quarterback. Who is the better quarterback? Am I taking Jimmy Garoppolo or am I taking Jameis Winston? And I'm taking Jimmy Garoppolo because I think that he's the better quarterback. Jameis Winston, he turns the ball over. He's had his goods and he's had his bads, but he's had more bads than goods. So I'm taking San Francisco. We also got the Chiefs at the Jaguars. KC -5.5. Ooh, I like that a lot, you guys. Don't get me wrong. Jacksonville has a great defense. But KC is KC and Pat Mahomes is Pat Mahomes. And last year they were in the AFC Championship and they were very close to beating the Patriots. But I think that was Pat Mahomes' first full year as a starter. And I think that it's week one and it's pretty much his first, like, he's ready to come out and show people that he's for real. It wasn't just, you know, lucky. So I think he's going to come out here and show everybody, hey, look who I am. He drops. But I think he might throw for 4 touchdowns, 450 yards. Like, really, I really do. So I got the Chiefs winning, like, 35 to 17, honestly. This could be bad. Sorry, Jacksonville fans. Close your eyes. We got Tennessee at Cleveland -5. I know everybody wants to take Cleveland. I know everybody wants to take Cleveland. So guess who I'm going to take? I'm going to take Cleveland too. I'm going to take Cleveland -5 against Tennessee. I think Baker Mayfield and that high potent offense is just ready to go. I think they're just going to be like, you know what? Look, everybody thinks we have too many personalities. Look at this 40 piece. Pew. Everybody, you get the touchdown. You get a touchdown, Jarvis. You get one, Odell. You get one, Njoku. You get one, Nick Chubb. I think they're just going to be giving out touchdown, touchdown, touchdowns. And I got final score, 35-24. Yeah, I told you guys, everybody's putting them 30, 25 at least. I'm not telling you, high scoring. Watch, remember this exactly. We're in the segment. I'm going to come back to this. And the highest person of the week scores 30. Everybody scores 16, 15, 14. I don't even know how you score 15. But anyways, so we have the LA Rams at the Panthers. Rams -2.5. You know what? I like the Panthers in an upset. I like the Panthers to, well, I mean, I don't know if it's a big upset, but as far as points wise, I'd like the Panthers to win. I would take the Panthers money line, or if you want to take the points, it doesn't matter. But I do like the Panthers to win this ball game. I got them beating the Super Bowl champs, or not Super Bowl champs, excuse me, NFC champions. I got the final score. This one is going to be one of the lower scoring games. I got this one to 17-14 on a late Graham Gano field goal from Carolina. Detroit at Arizona. This is a battle of two ugly teams. I'm sorry. This is just like, like, this is like a Division II game. We got Detroit minus 2.5. You know what? I don't like that either. I like Arizona to come out, and I like Kyler Murray to show why he was the number one draft pick and why he was a Heisman winner. And I like David Johnson, a former all-purpose yards leader before he got injured, is going to show why after a full season. Because everybody knows when you tear your ACL, you have an injury, it takes a full year to recover. But after you have that one season, and then after that season, you can have a better year. So this is going to be his first fully healthy year. And I really expect for him to go off. Like, that's why I drafted him in fantasy so high this year. I drafted him, I think, 7th. No, I had him 9th. Either 10th. I don't know, but I took him this year because I do think Arizona is going to win some games. I don't think they're going to make some noise, but I do think they're going to definitely have an improvement, probably winning about five or six games this year. So I like that. I would take Arizona. How many more games we got? We got Buffalo at the Jets. Jets minus 3. I like this Jets minus 3 because I have the Jets going to the playoffs this year. I have them as a wild card going 9-7. And I don't think Buffalo is a good team. They don't have any solidified running backs. They don't really have a solidified number one receiver. They have Josh Allen, who's, you know, getting better. You can't say he's, you know, great or good. He's not even, you know, he's average, a little below average. You know, he's not proven, really. So we got to see what they have to offer. So, and I'm taking the Jets with Le'Veon Bell, Sam Darnold. Le'Veon Bell is going to make a huge impact on this team and this offense. Baltimore at Miami. Baltimore minus 4. I bet you the spread has changed to minus 6 in 2 days. I bet you if I go look at it right now, it's probably minus 6. But I'm taking, if it's still minus 4, I'm taking Baltimore. I mean, yeah, I'm taking Baltimore with the spread because Miami is not a good team right now. They just got rid of Laremy Tunsil, like I said, to the Texans. He was a great tackle. They got rid of Kenny Stills. So I just don't think that they're going to be, you know, ready to go against this pretty solid Baltimore team, especially with the addition of Mark Ingram running the ball. Lamar Jackson has a year under his belt. Not even a full year. I'm sorry. He only played about half the year. He has a little bit of a half year under his belt, so he'll understand the offense more. He had a full offseason to learn the offense better. So I really think Baltimore secures that dub. I'm going to put them on my parlay card. I like Baltimore a lot. That might be my second lock if there was a second lock, but there's only one lock. We got Washington at Philadelphia. Philly minus 10. I take Washington with the points. I do not think Washington's going to win the ball game, but I do think that it's an NFC East game. It's week one. Washington doesn't want to feel, I mean, I'm sure they see the lines. I'm sure they see stuff. They probably feel disrespected. I think it'll be a lot closer. I got Philly winning 27-23. And last but not least, the Atlanta Falcons at the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings are minus 4 at home. I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings because I believe Matt Ryan is not good on the road. I believe that all the Vikings have offensively is Julio Jones as a major threat. I mean, Devonta Freeman's still a very good running back, but, I mean, everybody knows you guard Julio, you pretty much stop the Falcons as far. I mean, they don't have Tevin Coleman anymore. He's been traded. So it's just Devontae Freeman. We're going to find out if he can tote the rock and be an every down back. But I like Minnesota to prove people that they're a better team than they showed last year with that defense. Anthony Barr, Xavier Rhodes, Harrison Smith leading the secondary. I absolutely think that they can cover that minus 4. I got the Vikings winning 30-23. So those are my picks. Those are my picks for week one. I'm going to try and do a show every Friday for after the, no. Yeah, we're going to start doing shows on Thursdays afternoons. Yesterday, I was just had a lot going on, but we're going to start doing Thursdays, and then I'm going to start doing Mondays, too, so I can have my reactions from my predictions and everything. So make sure you guys are listening for this Monday, and also every episode is going to get better and better. I'm going to get a new microphone. I'm going to get a setup. It's going to get better. I'm going to have new designs, new logos. I'm going to have even sponsors. We're going to have fancy. I'm going to make you guys watch ads. It's going to be great, so make sure you guys like, subscribe. All that, make sure you share it. I'm on Spotify, I'm on Apple, I'm on everything, wherever you can listen to podcasts. I'm the football junkie. Make sure you go listen to my picks because I'm probably right. And you guys have a great day.